Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How's the cleaning job going?
Hang on. I'm not done cleaning. You know, sometimes it's like, why didn't I start? Because then I made it worse.
You're like a maid service.
Oh, I just like it tidy. I like a tidy workstation.
Can you organize these pens, please?
By color. Yeah, for sure.
It is one of those interesting mornings. You know, with seconds to go, you're like, I need a wipe.
Yeah.
So I hand that to you. And then you ask me, like, what's the smoke thing? I'm like, I haven't checked yet. And I got to dig through it because the colors on the map mm-hmm. that the National Weather Service sends, I don't know if I'm looking at a fog advisory or a smoke advisory. It's like they're blending together now.
That should be very clear.
Well, the colors are, it's like gray and then a different shade of gray. And
guys,
we all know there are 50 of them.
One should be smoke and one should be fog. I
cannot tell the difference.
What different color would you use? They're both gray.
It's the proper color because that's
light
what it
gray
is.
Gray and dark gray.
Okay, so air quality alert, Linn County. Yeah. And then it just says today and tonight. Okay, we have another air quality alert.
Ah, dang.
Today, Thursday, June 5, and then through tonight. And then there's a chance for, it's kind of like what's happening with the weather overall.
Mm.
Got it. Okay, that's still very confusing.
Just a little bit.
I mean, feel like I should be broadcasting that information because it's not complete.
It's a work in progress. It's like wait and see what'll happen.
Maybe. I don't know. Patchy fog for sure. Mostly sunny today, 78. I feel very confident in that statement. If there's an air quality alert, I can't tell you yet. I'll dig into it a little bit more.
Okay. I
got all morning.
It's hard for it to just kind of completely get out of the area. So.
Well, I was talking to somebody yesterday who does have asthma. And he's like, legit. Like, for those
you
of us,
feel
I
it.
Just, I don't under, he's, yes. Actually, and then too, I was working out yesterday. Her husband has some scarring in his lungs.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that day, yesterday sucked for him.
Yeah.
Just the lungs couldn't handle whatever. Yeah, it's all invisible. That's the weird, it's like a cavity.
Right.
Like, you don't quite know it's there.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, oh, there it is. Yeah. So, yeah, we're still dealing with that. And then you've got some of the fog this morning. But I just keep looking forward to Saturday, although now they've added a slight chance of rain.
Dang it.
I know. Dang it. Weather.
Dang you, weather.
Just wait a minute. It'll change.
That's the constant.
Yes. The constant is it's not constant.
Each day, something new. And I'm really hoping for good weather because it's the last day of school for my kids.
When they add officially. When's that last
time?
Bell?
It's regular day. Full day.
Oh,
and they're like, you've got to be kidding me. No early out? Nope.
They will maintain their attention, I predict, through lunch, right?
No.
No?
No. I think this day is just a run-the-clock situation. Like, younger one has field day.
Yeah.
Which has water as well.
What is field day?
Like, you never had a field day at school?
Well, tell me what it is, and I'll tell you if I did.
Oh, activities outside. Like, who can jump rope the most?
But this is not the presidential physical fitness thing.
No, this is a fun day.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
know what I think
kids
we did?
Olympics.
Yes, we did do that a lot.
Yeah.
Because I always liked, and I'm a squatty guy, but I'm actually okay at the high jump.
Really?
Hey, frogs jump high, Eric jumps high.
So do Eric's. I've never seen you as a high jumper.
It's all about, it's a lot of momentum in my squatty zone, right?
Okay.
My butt, my legs.
Yeah.
And then it's how you arch your back.
Really?
I love the high jump. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one where you go over backwards?
Where you jump, and I could never get that down.
I've always wanted to pole vault, too, but I think that would break.
I don't think they let us do that one.
I'm not made for that.
I liked long jump.
I was bad at long jump.
Oh, I loved long jump.
I could get up. I just couldn't go far.
So you can go up and over, and I
felt like I could.
Look at us. We work together. Freak jumpers?
If only there was tag team jumping.
Is there something we can do with this?
Pickleball, move aside. Tag team jumping is the next hottest sport.
He can jump very high and I can jump very far.
Yes.
What does that get us?
We're unstoppable. Huh? Unstoppable.
When we figure out what to use it for, oh boy, look out.
We could just use that to our advantage at some point.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be fantastic.
So awesome. Well, we'll keep keep the phone lines open in case somebody has an idea.
Yeah, but, hey, buddy, I'll wear a Red Bull logo on my jumping uniform, right?
Yeah.
I'm not above corporate sponsorship.
I am all about it, as a matter of fact. I am more than willing to put something on. I'm willing to do it.
Hey, if they're adding flag football to the Olympics, you know, in the coming year, why not tag team jumping 2030?
Let's dream it, baby.
32.
Whatever. High five. Smack. We can't reach each other.
But it was, you know what? We were aimed at, we are in tandem.
Yes.
Synchronized jumping. Yeah. This is going to be great.
Synchronized jumping. It's going to be so good.
One goes up, one goes far.
And this sounds absolutely ridiculous at face level, but follow me. New trend. It's called adult tummy time.
What is this?
Do you know what tummy time is for babies?
I think it's when you put them on their tummy.
That is right.
Does it help with digestion?
No.
It helps with nothing.
No, it helps with neck strength.
Oh,
fine motor skills.
You turn them into a turtle.
Basically. But a baby spends so much time on their, like, the safest place when they go to sleep and stuff is put them on their back.
There's no ab work for a baby if it's on its back?
No, and sometimes at least
on the head.
You know, the head. They've got soft heads and you can flatten their heads.
Can I tell you this?
What?
My cousin, Coy,
yeah,
who broke his arm when he was an infant,
yeah,
he had a flat back of his head.
Oh, no.
Because that's how the skull developed, because it was soft.
Oh!
Legit. He needed more tummy time.
Yes, yes. Tummy time can get you a nice rounded baby head.
So what's adult tummy time?
Adult tummy time is kind of the same idea. But you know how we are always looking down at our devices?
Yes.
You're looking down at your little TV screen. You're looking down at your phone. You can develop something called tech neck, where you spend too much time looking down and that puts strain on the muscles in your neck. Now, if you spent that same amount of time that you spend looking at a screen, but you're on your tummy.
So you are your head's up because your elbows are probably up.
Uh-huh.
What if you replace that screen with a book?
Or you could do that. But if you have at least 10 minutes of adult tummy time, it's supposed to be really good for your neck.
A day?
A day.
I don't have 10 minutes to spend on
You've
my tummy. I don't.
2 hours in front of the TV last night. Come on, man.
On a couch.
Yes.
In a reclined position that was very comfortable.
Exactly. Get on your tummy.
No.
You can do it.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe. I'll consider it.
Thanks, Claire.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
We have two people on the show, you and me, and then producer Ben is part of the team. Sometimes he's on, sometimes he's off.
Yeah.
Do we all get an equal vote when we discuss things that we want to maybe do or change on the show?
It depends on how bad I want it. If it's something I want, I'm going to push real hard.
Is it a democracy? Is it a clerocracy? I know I can tend to kind of bully my way in, so I do try to hold back. I don't want it to
be. It could be an ericocracy.
Well, okay. I'm presenting an idea.
Oh, boy.
I'm not changing it yet, which is why I'm coming to you.
Okay.
So it is not a unilateral decision.
So would you like to take this to vote?
I don't know if we need a vote yet. I'm kind of exploring it. What would you say if instead of song-versation, we called it smell-versation? So talking about smells. Memory, and life.
I think that could work because
smell-versation.
Sometimes a smell hits you and I'm like, whoa, my grandma's house.
This just happened to me this morning. Occasionally, I shower upstairs. It's just easier with Kingston. We use like hotel shampoos up there, right? The little bottles.
Yeah.
Because we don't. I will either use the dog shampoo because that's the dog bathtub, or
it is ridiculous that you have a.
But it's not my main shower. So
shower upstairs. Yeah.
Who built the house? I don't know.
Who was thinking of that?
It's the best shower in the house, by the way. It's the best water pressure.
Oh.
It gets hot fast.
Really?
It's right above the water supply.
Ah.
Either way, I go to use a shampoo this morning. We must have grabbed it in St. Louis, right? Because that doesn't really, I don't remember that smell. That smell took me to high school like I felt like I was in a movie and I was going to get out of the shower and I was going to be in my boyhood home.
Really?
That smell knocked me over.
Wow.
It was so intense.
What was it like? Do you have like scents of patchouli in?
I think it was a little musky. Honestly, it reminded me of what the radio station that I started at smelled like, which was mostly like 40-year-old guy's cologne and a little bit of cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. So it was kind of
shampooed with 40-year-old men cologne and cigarette.
Thank you for adding the words cologne and cigarette. No, I did not shower with 40-year-old men. No, but yeah, they're just whatever that very first radio studio in, you know, wet behind the ears, dancing, pre-dancing era. There's just Eric Hansen just got his learner's permit and I'm driving to a radio station to start my job.
So you smell like
room,
teenage independence.
No, I smell like the old guys who worked before and after me at the radio station. I don't know what it was in that one little piece of fragrance in the shampoo, but I was there in a heartbeat. It was crazy.
Transported.
It was fast. So I was just wondering if you would consider smell-versations.
I'm here for it. I like
you
it.
You are?
It just depends on, you know, when you get those smells.
I know. And the hard part is like when people call in, I don't know how we're going to replay the smell.
Hey, I got to describe this smell to you because it smelled not, it was a little bit sweet.
See, that's where I got stuck on smell-versations. I don't know how to convey it over the radio.
It's a trickier game than here's the song.
If we could get to some scratch and sniff radio, we're in.
Yeah.
That's not been invented yet.
Oh, but one day.
Smell-versations.
We're so close.
Yeah.
Smell-versations.
Smell-versations.
Well,
memories about smells in life. Smell versus.
I'm going to put it in the maybe column.
That's all I can ask.
Future ideas.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Smell-versations.
It was a very dangerous, bad air quality yesterday, but I knew we had to do something about my dog Rex because he had to move. That guy had energy, and I tried playing a little bit of fetch in the backyard, just like limited amount of time, but still had energy. So I'm like, okay, we got to do a quick walk, just to like a quick around the block.
Do you like a neighborhood thing?
Yeah.
Don't, because you're near Morgan Creek.
Yes.
You didn't do that whole route.
No, I started going that direction because I was like dog park, but I'm like, it's not the day.
No, you're right. Yesterday was just not a good outdoor day.
It wasn't. It wasn't a good time to spend a lot of time outdoors. But on my way, like the same sidewalk that you would take to get to the dog park, there was a Little Debbie Cosmic Brownie.
Mm-hmm. I know them well.
You know them? Okay. I'm like, these things are absolute heaven, are they not?
Yes.
Little piece of fudgy chocolate. I don't even think it's brownie.
Who cares? I think it's from, I think the aliens are giving it to us.
They're
the cosmic brownie.
Good. So good. But as we both know, they are chocolate. And for dogs, that's poison.
Was it wrapped or unwrapped?
Unwrapped. Which also sad for somebody because they must have unwrapped it, split it in half, and then boop, one half of the brownie just fell on the sidewalk.
Which ruined their day.
So bad, right? But then they decided to just leave it there. And I saw it and knew exactly what it was, right? You can't mistake the cosmic brownie, little piece of fudgy loveliness with all those colorful sprinkles.
Yes!
But my dog was like, I wonder what that is. And I was like, no!
What's your go-to phrase with him?
Off.
Off. Okay, ours is leave it.
Leave it is a good one, too.
Off.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you shout off?
So many times. But I also feel very heroic now. I saved my dog's life.
You saved him from poison.
Yeah.
Off.
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 Off. Leave it.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Tiffin man facing several charges for allegedly stealing and attempting to sell $60,000 worth of medical and construction equipment.
Oh my gosh.
From the new University of Iowa Healthcare campus in North Liberty. His name is Kevin Grimm. He's 56. He was booked Tuesday. Police say Grimm's accused of using his job as a contractor to access and take medical and construction equipment over a several-month period and then would go sell them online. In fact, the day he was arrested, items were still up for sale. He's charged with several charges, including ongoing criminal conduct and theft. If you go deeper into the story, some of the medical things he was selling have high FDA clearance and shouldn't even be sold on the open market.
Oh, my gosh.
So that, I'm sure, will clearly will lead to a court case.
But like they also need those back to use at the hospital, right?
Wouldn't you think at some point during inventory they went, What happened to the heart and lung machine?
Hey, wait a second. We used to have an x-ray machine in here.
How are we going to do dialysis?
Huh.
We lost the dialysis machine.
Weird.
I don't know exactly what equipment it was, but actually, all the things we just quoted, I think, are more expensive than $60,000.
Sure.
I look at the dollar amount.
Right.
But it's some sort of machine.
Okay, stethoscope. Where the heck did I put my stethoscope?
Where is that little pole that holds the bag so I can give you an IV? That stuff, too. But it's all regulated. That's within a regulated industry. Also, that is how it, now we know what things cost. We don't work in
hospitals. I don't know.
I just get it all from things like Grey's Anatomy. All right, I'm naming this. Please tell me how you want me to pronounce it.
Okay.
Do you want me to pronounce it Paragbri, Pragbri, or P-Ragbri? Do you want to know?
Pragbri.
Okay. It's Pragbri week, Claire.
Oh, really? What is Pragbri?
This is the week when about 30 bicyclists ride the route pre-Ragbri.
Always do this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Got to check it out. Don't know. What are the road conditions like?
Yeah, true.
Is there a big pothole? Is that going to wreck a bunch of bikes?
So that'd be a problem.
They've mapped it. They've worked with all the agencies and all the counties and all the towns. But that was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
So you got to see how the weather's been. How did, you know, you're coming out of wintertime. Are the roads still safe? Is that a blind corner? Are we going to need more security here?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very in-depth town-to-town, route-to-route, making sure that the Ragbri route is safe. They do it every year. Ragbri is about a month in a month and 2 weeks, so 6 weeks away. July 19th starts in Orange City, ends in Gutenberg on the 26th of July.
It's coming up, man.
Does it get as close as like Tama, Waterloo? Is that right? It starts way north.
Yes, it's way up.
And then it kind of dips a little bit and then ends up north again.
Mm-hmm.
That is the route. But Pragbri is currently this week happening across Iowa. Big day for Boys and Girls Clubs of the Corridor. They've been working forever to get a new building in Cedar Rapids, and they've been working out of a church in like a church gymnasium forever.
This has been an extremely long time coming.
Oh my goodness. $7 million facility officially opens today. The ribbon cutting was yesterday. This is a brand new location in Wellington Heights for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Corridor. You saw some of the pictures.
Yeah.
It is perfect for their programming because their programming, I mean, if you ask 100 kids what their interests are, you're going to get 100 different answers.
Yep.
So there's athletics. There is multi-purpose rooms for music, for arts and crafts. And they're also trying to create programming to help kind of guide kids on how's your character building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some skills development, career development. So classrooms for that. It's all in that one new location. Also, great job on the fundraising. There's a $2 million endowment that is just there for building expenses for like upkeep.
Because you never know, right?
When you build a building, you still have to maintain the building.
Yes, you do.
And buildings are expensive.
Yeah.
So in addition to the opening, they also announced the endowment. So that was a big day yesterday for Boys and Girls
Yay.
Clubs of the Corridor. Congratulations.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Right. Forbes released their 2025 list of the country's 100 richest self-made women. I went through the list, and it's a lot of business people and names that you don't really know. But I went and kind of cherry-picked out all the celebrities.
Give me some of these names.
Okay. The highest on the celebrity list is Oprah Winfrey.
I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. At number 13, $3.1 billion. Kim Kardashian, just behind Oprah, at number 19. She, $1.7 billion. She's got her Skims brand and other like beauty care brand as well. So she's doing quite well. Just below her is Taylor Swift, $1.6 billion. She had, of course, the huge tour and all that, the music, big win for Taylor. Rihanna had a little bit of a setback. She lost some money with business deals for her Fenty brands, lost $400 million, but still a billionaire.
That's chump change.
I know. Oh, $400 million, no big deal. I'm still a billionaire.
Oh, the vending machine took my dollar. I don't care. I have a billion of them.
It's fine.
I'll walk away.
It's fine. Yeah, so it's just interesting to see, like, the little moves that people have made. We've got a sad breakup to tell you about.
Oh, no. Sad breakup?
Looks like Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have broken up, ending their nearly 8-year relationship.
Was she the first one he went to after Gwyneth Paltrow?
That's all we know about is that those two dated after that relationship. They were quite close. I think that they were engaged. They were very private with their relationship. A source says that it feels like this time they've been kind of on and off throughout the years, which we didn't even know about half the time, but they are calling it quits for good this time. They had been engaged and, they were in no rush to get married at the time, but it looks like it's just not going to work out.
Sometimes you got to fish or cut bait, I guess, right?
They're cutting bait.
Yeah. That's what my wife told me when we weren't married.
She told you that?
She said, figure it out, man.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
You want to do this thing or not?
Are we getting engaged or not? bought a ring the very next day.
There we go. Okay, we've got our first look at Wicked 2, Wicked for Good. The teaser trailer dropped yesterday with a very spectacular view of what's been happening in the Land of Oz.
This is a challenging movie to promote. Partially for a couple reasons. For those of us who've seen the musical, mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the second act.
I know. There's something about the second act that they were just like, wrap it up.
There's also a bit of a surprise ending in the second act.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can give that away, right?
No. Don't.
So let's see what happens. New songs also, correct?
There are some new songs added to it. When they sat down and started storyboarding it all out, they realized this wasn't just one movie. They didn't want to have to cut any of the songs. So they decided to take their time, split it up, and make it two full movies. They do have an opportunity to change the ending that you and I both don't really like about the musical.
They won't.
You don't think they will?
No.
I hope that they do. It seems like they are leaning in heavily into the friendship of Glinda and Elphaba.
Sure.
I think that they seem more friendly in the movie than they do.
That's kind of where they left on the cliffhanger, right?
Yeah.
They were kind of enemies to start at Shiz, and then the friendship develops, mm-hmm. and they both kind of realize the wizard's not so good.
Yeah.
And then like, maybe we should like team up. And then they kind of went their separate ways, but wished each other good luck. And that's what we're waiting for. What happens next?
What happens next? I guess we still just have to wait. Wicked for Good is in theaters November 21st.
It's going to dominate.
It's going to be huge. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
The date is Thursday, June the 5th. Yet we need to talk about prom for a minute.
I know that the prom season is over, but we have a special request having to do with one of our most beloved events that we host every year, Z102.9's Gowntown.
We've been notified, and you know what? I knew this was coming, and I got it wrong. City View High School, which is currently in the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance building, is moving.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that story, in my brain, I put them out at Kirkwood Main Campus, right. South Cedar Rapids.
But that's not where they're moving. They're moving to Kirkwood Linn County Regional Center.
Hiawatha. And if we say Kirkwood Linn County Regional Center, then we always follow that sentence with Gowntown. That's been our Gowntown home forever.
They have been our gracious hosts for maybe a decade or so. They've given us space to hold all of our dresses. They have all of our racks in storage in between seasons. And then they host the event itself.
So here's the question. Because we've been provided an opportunity that we need to move. That's going to have to happen regardless because we store many of the dresses there.
Mm-hmm.
So step one, home for dresses. And we're working on that right now as a company. The next question, where do we move Gowntown 2026? And if it could be the same place the dresses live, that would be perfect.
It would be a lot easier on the clothing, on the racks, on the on us for moving all the stuff.
And Claire, you've been through moves before because mm-hmm. this has not always been at that one location.
No, Gowntown for years was at different malls in our area. It's just, it's not looking like that is a possibility for right now for long-term storage. But we're open to other possibilities.
So if we were putting out a real estate request,
mm-hmm.
what specifically do we need? Do we want to talk storage or storage plus event?
Both.
The whole thing.
We need both things.
Okay. So we need, first of all, storage, climate controlled, for those dresses that they can live there when we're not doing Gowntown. That's
yes.
Need number one.
Yes.
Need number two, we need a space to create the Gowntown store.
an event space where we can have a big room that's comfortable to have people shop in. We also need a little space where people can wait before the shopping even starts. Parking would be an issue as well.
As I think about how to compare this, if you took like a small section of Von Maur, right? You've got the rooms for people to change.
Sure.
You've got display area, and then you've got lobby area. So, because I don't know what square footage we're looking for, but I'm trying to put it in comparison. Like if you went to an event at the DoubleTree,
yeah,
you've got kind of the pre-con area. That would be the lobby we would need. And then one of their ballrooms, right, would be about the size of what we need for a store. And we would need, like, there's a garage, right? So there's parking.
Right.
That would be a great option, except they can't store dresses for us at the DoubleTree. That part doesn't work out.
Right. So we're looking for a new home. Do you have a space that is kind of like what we're describing?
It could be a future banquet space down the road, and you've got the property, and you've got the shell of the building is there.
Yeah, and you've got a big closet.
Maybe we could pipe and drape and make it work for a year. We are in the, well, let's just put it on the wall and see what sticks mode right now for downtown.
Exactly. Is that something that you think could be a possibility for a space that you own? You can get contacted with us. We're going to put Chad in charge of it. Chad Taylor, the Mid Workday Playlist.
Chad, emails are going to you, my friend.
Yes.
Chad@KZIA.com. Again, space for the event, the holding of the dresses, the parking, and also the kind of like lobby area. Oh, and dressing rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ask,
realize. It's a huge ask, we understand.
It's out there somewhere.
But is it out there? Is it your space? Please, we'd love to talk to you.
Again, the email chad@kzia.com. Any ideas you have for the future home of Downtown 2026?
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Welcome to our radio court of law, the law offices of Scramble and Scramble, here to deliver justice, since it is a Thursday.
We're going to take sides on the issue, and the issue up for debate today, giving your dog a treat or giving your dog like a handful of treats in one sitting.
This comes to us from listener Anita. Listener Anita is taking her husband to court. This morning, she said, I would like you to settle a difference of opinion in our house. We have an adult dog named Molly who came to us a few years ago, already potty trained. When we let her outside to go potty, we always give her a treat when she comes back inside. I give her a single treat, but my husband tosses her a whole handful. I think it's a bit excessive, and I've told him so on more than one occasion. She's not in training to learn the process. It's just a courtesy, a token of our appreciation for not making a mess in the house. Who's doing it right? Who's doing it wrong? Do you give your dog one treat or a handful when you reward them?
You would think, being the rules guy I am,
yeah,
would be on the one treat side. Because even though she said that the dog's trained, you're kind of perpetually always training and rewarding.
Sure.
Right? You want the behavior to continue. That's the game. And I'm a big believer in that. But I'm also a big believer in having my dog unconditionally love me. I am pro as many treats as possible, Claire.
You are just telling me all the hoops you go through to feed your dog Kingston.
Yeah.
No, man. If you don't want to eat what I... It's dog food. Like, eat the food.
No, my job is, if I make you happy, you make me happy. I'm the parent of the dog. Would you limit your daughters to just one hug? No. You give them unlimited love. And for dogs, they understand love by way of food. Thus, the treats just keep on coming with Dance and Eric Hansen. When you go to a parade, Claire, you want your kids to receive a handful of candy, not just a single piece of candy. More is better. The dog is not going to be around very long. Dogs have short lifespans. Shall we treat them the best every single moment we can? Yes. How many treats do you give to your dog? Our website says one or a handful. I say unlimited.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. That dog is my best friend, and I want him to want that dog to love me forever and ever, so, and I'm going to get that dog to love me because I'm the guy that will just keep giving the dog treats.
Every time the dog goes outside to go potty, comes in, it gets a handful of treats.
Heck
like,
yeah!
5 times a day?
Have all of these little liver treats. Oh, look, it's some human-grade salmon. Go for it!
Yes!
Every time. Every time. Every time.
Wow!
Because that dog is then going to... I'm not just rewarding the bathroom component. I'm rewarding the fact that he's going to snuggle with me a little bit later on the couch. I'm rewarding the fact that he's going to look at me when I come home and his tail's going to wag. I'm rewarding love, Claire. And
the
it's unlimited.
The dog doesn't remember that.
That's why you have to keep giving them treats. You're like, oh yeah, you're the guy that I love. They've got short-term memories.
But they remember the love.
They remember love and they remember treats. Thus, they remember Dancing Eric Hansen. How many treats you give your dog? A handful plus, please.
I can't believe that we're taking the size that we're taking, but I follow the rules. I give the dog one treat.
You're Miss Emotion.
Yeah, I know. But I am
crazy.
Not. Food does not equal love, Eric.
Yes, it does. That's how it works for me. That's how it works for dogs.
That is a slippery slope, my friend. Do not be eating those feelings. Dogs can't count. So... So just so you know, they probably don't know the difference between one and a handful. And all you're doing is adding some extra calories to that dog's midsection, which is not good. Have you ever seen one of those big overweight dogs where it's just like its body is so heavy and it's just like,
ugh. I'm familiar. I have a mirror. Go on.
It is so sad. So sad. And I wasn't going to bring my children into this, but since you brought them up, how about this? If we are going to compare apples to apples, I'm not talking about hugs and love and that I don't love or hug my kids. I think of it more as like a parent in potty training mode. When you are potty training your kid and you use the reward system to do that potty training, you don't give your kid an entire bag of Skittles for going in the potty. That is a mistake because that is way too much sugar for the kid. It's not good for them, right? Same for dogs. Those treats are just like little snackies. They don't need them. That's not good for them. So conservative is the way to go on the treats. Be a little bit stingy, okay?
Stingy?
Yes. It's better for the dog's health. And you can prove that you love your dog by making sure that they are healthy, not overfed. So I think you just do one treat when they come in. I rest.
Thank you, counselor.
Thank you, counselor.
Okay. Are you voting for No Fun One? That's Claire.
That's not the name of it, and you know it. One treat when they come in.
That's a vote for Claire.
Or tons of fun.
Tons of fun. Dancing Eric Hansen.
That it was not a compliment, and you know it.
That's also what my dog's going to weigh by the amount of treats I'm giving my dog. All right. How many treats do you give your dog? One or tons of fun?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, jury in a hurry. How many treats for the dog? One or a ton of fun?
A ton of fun.
A ton of fun!
No!
They want the love.
Spoilers.
Hey, it's jury in a hurry. You're treating the dog. Is it one or like a handful?
Well, Eric, it's got to be one because, like you said, they don't have a short life. They have a short lifespan.
Yeah.
You can prolong it by giving them less.
That
I also
is
have
a
two
great
sugar
idea.
Gliders, so I take care of animals all day.
Star witness.
That is a star witness who threw my logic back in my face. Just gave Claire her first vote. Point taken. Hey, caller, how many treats you given your dog? Is it the required or the recommended one, or are you on team handful?
I am team one all the day.
All the day long. Thank
all
you.
All right, thank you, caller. Jury in a hurry, how many treats are you giving your dog when they come in from outside? Just one or like a ton of fun, dog?
A ton of fun, dog.
Woo! Oh, no, that ties us up. Back and forth and back and forth we go.
Well, this call has to break the current tie, so here we go. Jury in a hurry, how many treats are you giving your dog at a time? One or a handful?
The no fun one, because there's too much obesity and they still get their reward.
Thank you for being on our side. I don't love that we're no fun.
The no fun one. Poor dog. Hey, jury in a hurry, how many treats in rewarding a dog? One or a handful?
Just one.
Just one. That's all they need, right? It's not stingy.
I don't like these phone calls. Jury to hurry, how many treats are you giving your dog after, like, for a reward? Is it just one or a handful?
I'd say one.
Just one.
Claire, that's what happened. I think that the sensible oners are up.
Where are my dog lovers? Where are the people who want to bribe and buy love? That's what I'm doing.
We still love the dog. It's just being reasonable.
Hey, it's Jerry in a hurry. How many treats are you giving your dog in the reward system? One or a handful?
One.
Dang it!
All I need is one more vote, Eric.
May I remind people who call in, I will heap praise upon you.
But you will not give them a handful of treats.
I would if I could through the phone. Just for votes, I'm buying love at this point.
Tons of fun hands to open.
Jury, hurry. Let's go to this call here. There we go. How many treats do you give your dog in the form of a reward at a time? One or a handful?
One.
One and done.
Woo! Tons of fun is tons of disappointed.
Mr. Anita, you need to change how you are treating this dog. No more handfuls of treats.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
I'm sailing in a box.
Yeah.
I'm sailing in a cardboard box.
The Great Cardboard Boat Regatta back at Robbins Lake in Cedar Rapids on Saturday, June 28th. 8 o'clock, we're going to start registrating. We're going to start registrating things.
Hey, you want to come down and get registrated? Come on down, get registrated.
And then the races are off at 9.
Now, registration meaning it's not like you're showing up that day in building.
Oh,
everybody
has
picked up their cardboard kits. Construction is underway. We were the, I guess, we're like the pace car. We are the debut race.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the media competition was us and nobody else. So our friends at Riverside, the Swarm Collective, and some players from the Iowa women's basketball team took on our SpongeBob-themed boat with Captain Ben.
And gosh, it was spectacular right out of the gate. It looked like we had that race. We were going to win. And then our cardboard boat started taking on water. It was unfortunate, but due to the sinking of our boat, we did not win.
Well, we are back at it again. As we left things earlier this week with producer Ben, you are in charge of construction. We're going to work on the crew.
Yeah,
because
we trusted you. I think that your construction was solid, Ben. I think it was the crew's fault because the person on the end was rowing water into the boat, and you could just see more and more water being splashed up directly into the boat.
See, I didn't even know that because I was in the front of the boat, so I didn't see any of that.
As a captain should be, Ben. I think you placed yourself perfectly.
You're at the right location, and you don't have eyes in the back of your head.
No.
So how are things going in the old construction world?
So we started kind of bending the cardboard and shaping it into a boat.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Because I'm not part of the building
process.
Start with
your first question.
Not my second one?
Yeah.
Okay. My first question is, are we using the same design as last year? Is that the plan right now?
Yeah. I don't have a theme yet.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of getting started, like kind of building it.
That's what I would do.
Last year.
I would it was seaworthy last year.
Totally.
I think you're right. I think we took on water just due to operator error. So yeah, I say go with the exact same layout.
If I may, I believe your boat style could best be described as fishing boat. It's got a point in the front, but it's kind of a rectangle in the back.
Is that a John boat or a Ben boat? I don't know.
I don't know what a John boat is.
Hey, we were just in the Ellis Harbor. I feel like I need to use some nautical terms.
Yeah.
Right? Either way.
I don't know.
Basically, it's a cardboard rectangled box that's really solid. And then last year, we added like a nose cone on
afterwards.
Because
you got to part the water.
Cut through the water.
Cut through the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I'm surprised the nose cone even held up because it was just like three pieces of cardboard taped together.
But it did.
Don't tell the water that.
That was the part that stayed afloat. I mean, the back was the part that sank.
This is kind of like when you have a house built, we are just framing.
Exactly.
Right? Because I'm like, what color is it going to be? We're not even at that stage yet.
No. We've got light years to go. We are still bending cardboard.
Do you think you're at a good pace right now? Do you need more help on the building side or how are things going there?
We're struggling a little bit. Well, we're also having trouble remembering how we like did it last year. We're just kind of like going with the flow.
Oh, I didn't consider that.
You didn't write yourself instructions on how you did it?
No.
He's a man. Throw those instructions
away.
And
we're not expert builders or anything like that.
The fun of the cardboard boat regatta, though.
Yeah.
You're going against teams of you. Like every once in a while, you'll get like clearly an engineering firm has showed up.
Right.
But like last year, remember the life-size combine made entirely out of cardboard?
Which was spectacular to see. It was a feat of artistry. But when it got in the water, the rowers couldn't reach the water.
They were too high off the water.
So there's different things you have to take into consideration, especially when you're decorating and when you're building.
Anything that you're taking away from last year, just mentally, because you were in Robbins Lake, that you're going to add to this year's build?
Last year I noticed, especially having four people in the boat, we needed something more in the back to help keep it afloat. So mm-hmm. I feel like last year, we had a nose cone on the front, but we should have had like the same thing on the back. Cause I feel like
like a canoe.
Yeah.
Kind of. That would have given it like more air pocket to keep it up.
Buoyancy?
That's the way he said air pocket. You say buoyancy.
Sure. Potato, tomato.
Do you have enough cardboard for that?
Oh yeah. We've got plenty of cardboard.
Okay.
Okay, great. So we've got our cardboard.
I'm ready for my second question.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
Are you taking pictures this year? Like, could we see this?
Yes. I'm not.
How's the progress? Yeah.
Do you have progress pictures?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Will you share them with us?
Can you? It's not that we don't trust you. I would just, I'm not helping. I'd just like to see how it's going. I would like, it's like when you, again, build a house.
I am actively committed to not helping.
I also want to really reinforce we are not helping build it.
We're not very far yet, though. Are you sure you want progress pictures already?
I just want to see that it started.
A peek is all I want, Ben. Okay. I just want a peek.
Yes. Can we get some peek photos? You want a peep.
I want a peep.
A peep of the boat. All right. Yeah, just keep us up to date, if you wouldn't mind, both through these updates and then a couple of pictures. It'd be great.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
that's it.
Captain Ben. That's all we need.
I wish we had more, but you got to start somewhere.
We're just at the starting line. Okay.
The Cardboard Boat Regatta. At this point, registration, I believe, is full. So whoever's in it is in it.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be there. You and I actually are going to be emceeing the event at Robbins Lake. But team, SS Scramble will be on the water at some point. We haven't quite got our heat or location or time yet.
No clue. But we are
on. But we also don't have a boat yet. So no, there we are.
We're on a nautical journey to build a boat.
Follow along as we get ready to take whatever is in Ben's head into a boat. Onto the water. That's all coming up over the course of this month. Getting you ready for Freedom Festival with the Morning Scramble at Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.